Vista Unveiled.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. At the NASDAQ Stock Exchange this morning, Microsoft finally rolls out its new operating system, Vista. This is the business version. If you want the one for your home computer, you'll have to wait a little longer. More now from Marketplace's Lisa Napoli.
It's taken the House of Gates 5 years and $7 billion to get Vista ready. Then again, says IDG's Liz Montalbano.
It's a big update for them. It's a lot of code. There are many, many, many lines of code in this operating system.
Microsoft missed its goal of having Vista ready for consumers for Christmas, which is why Montalbano says the company's unveiling the business version of Vista today.
They want to, generate some hype.
The consumer version becomes available on new PCs and store shelves on January 30th. The business version is said to be easier on IT departments because it saves money and is simpler to install. Among the features for Consumer Vista, upgraded security, a new search engine, and parental controls. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Remember the collapse of WorldCom? Ranks right up there with Enron as a mega corporate scandal. Yesterday, a federal judge said jilted shareholders are owed $4.5 billion, payment coming as soon as possible. Wall Street regained some of the ground it lost early this week. The Dow climbed 90 points to 12,226. The NASDAQ put on 19 to 2,432. The S&P 500 gained 12 to 1,399. Today, oil prices rose to a two-month high near $63 a barrel. This week, Patricia Rousseau becomes the only American CEO of a blue-chip French company, the telecom firm Alcatel. But the French already have a beef with her. Rousseau says she won't be learning their language. In France, that's kind of like saying you enjoy kicking puppies. We now present the Marketplace players.
Mademoiselle Rousseau.
Bonjour.
Stop talking. Now, you are here to learn how not to anger the French, oui? So you can, stop kicking your foot inside of your mouth.
Yes.
Bon, first we do word association. Par exemple, I say Jerry Louis, and you say?
Idiot.
No, in France you say genius.
Why?
Madame, we do not have our wit to explain such things. Jerry Louis.
Genius.
Bon, McDonald's.
French fries.
No, you say hellhole. Iraq?
Quagmire.
Ah, on this we agree. Maginot Line.
World War II.
No! If someone says Maginot Line, you say nothing.
Ah.
Maginot Line. Bon, you are a quick pupil. Come back tomorrow, we learn more.
Thank you, Jacques.
Jacques.
One last thing. How would I say, I don't like wine, I prefer Coca-Cola?
Ah, you say, pardonnez-moi, je suis ancien américain, je ne comprends pas rien.
Rico Galliano wrote our sketch and performed it with Michelle Philippi. This is Marketplace. If you're looking for a job or a career change, why not work the railroad? Here's Brian Watt.
I've been working on the railroad.
The rail freight industry has employed a lot of baby boomers, and now many can hear the retirement whistle blowing.
What the whole country will experience in the next 5 to 10 years is starting to occur in the railroad industry right now.
That's Roy Schroer. He's in charge of recruiting at Union Pacific, the country's largest freight carrier. He needs to hire some 5,000 workers a year for the next several years.
We're working closely with the military for transitioning folks coming out of the military. We've been very active at all the various Ford plants that have been shutting down.
And this comes at a time when demand for freight services is picking up speed. High fuel prices have shippers moving their loads off of trucks and onto trains. I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. If history is any indication, a Democratic Congress and a Republican White House will have a tough time finding common ground next year. But our economics correspondent Chris Farrell believes Social Security reform could be the place to start.
A very intriguing olive branch has been extended by Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, and then you also have Josh Bolten. And they're saying, look, let's put Social Security back on the table. Let's discuss this. And economists are very excited, very, very excited about this. It's not a discussion set up the old way. We have to have those private accounts. You want to talk about Social Security reform? Put the private accounts at the top of the list. No, it's sort of, let's not be ideological here. Let's not put anything top of the list. So Henry Paulson saying, let's just have a open discussion with an eye toward compromise.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
Oh, yes. Well, you know.
Let's all get together and have a discussion.
Sing kumbaya. And,
exactly. Where is the compromise point here on Social Security?
What the compromise is, and everyone essentially agrees on what the compromise is, which is you raise the age at which you can start tapping into your Social Security, and then you cut the benefits a little bit, and then you raise the cap in terms of how high the Social Security tax can go. And then there's a debate, remaining debate, back to those pesky little private accounts where Brad DeLong and other people are arguing we should make those voluntary. Andrew Samwick, who's an economist at Dartmouth University, and he was in the Council of Economic Advisors in the first Bush administration. He's been arguing, well, we have to make it mandatory. But, you know, again, we can kind of discuss this. And I think that we will see this because what is so important about this debate, it's all about solvency now. That's what we're talking about, solvency. That's what people care about.
Well, how much do people care about it? Because you think about an issue this year that you've talked a lot about, that's immigration. Right. People got in the streets. You know, hundreds of thousands of people were protesting in the streets over this issue. I don't see people protesting over Social Security.
No, it's not exactly the million-person march through down along the Capitol. But what's the solution for immigration? There isn't one right now. There's a real political divide. There's a real political fight. But Social Security, we actually know what the compromise is. If you need a victory, if you need a political victory, this is the issue that they can focus on, they can actually do something about, and it will address the concerns of the middle class and the working class because, you know, Social Security is a big part of their retirement. Let's shore up Social Security. Let's make sure it's solvent. That would go a long way, or at least part of the way, toward addressing the concerns, the retirement concerns of the American public.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Chris Farrell is the Marketplace Economics Correspondent. If you'd like to share your views with us, log on to our website, marketplace.org. Send us an email. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.